You're very welcome back, Paul, to the Code Road, to Green Bean Coffee Roasters. And we're having a ball here, and I never saw so resplendent looking machines inside in the foyer here. And one of the ladies who's responsible for how they look in the shops around the place and how the coffees present this award-winning coffee is Alex Goodman. She's the business development manager here at Green Bean. And Alex goes around all of the coffee shops and tells them about all the different blends. That sounds like a wonderful job, Alex, but I'm sure it's quite demanding as well.
Now it is, yes, but part of my job is to go to coffee shops that we don't deal with all over the country. So that's kind of what I love, is meeting new people, seeing how they develop coffee, because not every coffee shop's the same, not everyone has the same machine, the same type of coffee, or they serve coffee the same way. So I love going into new places and learning from them, whether they'd agree to come with us, Green Bean, become coffee partners. I love to learn how they do stuff, how they serve coffee, even how they deal with customers, because from that I can develop myself, because that's my role as business development executive. So I'm always trying to find something new to help bring Green Bean forward, to bring it to a new section we've never been to before. Even through lockdown and COVID, we've seen coffee containers, horse boxes, trailers, something we never imagined in Ireland happening.
There's just been a plethora, and everywhere you look, somebody was serving coffee. What is it about it? Because you will hear people say, oh God, I didn't like that coffee at all. And then you'll hear other people saying, you've got to come with me here. I've discovered a fabulous place that has fabulous coffee.
Well, years ago, I used to be a barista myself, and we were trained, it's the experience that people come back to. Whether the coffee is beautiful, a lot of times it's the barista who serves it, it's the way it's served, it's the cup it comes in. So I always love to look for a takeaway cup that has something different to the coffee shop next to it. So it's the experience itself, which I try and bring forward to new Green Bean coffee partners, that I try and develop their own kind of singular way to make some different to other coffee shops as well.
And I'm sure the award, you know, with 14,000 entrants across the water there, that has to be really a very, very big arrow in your quiver.
Well, it is now. Like, we have a few Great Taste Awards previously, but this is a different standard altogether. It's a 3-star, and to be one of the few coffee roasters on the island of Ireland to win it and achieve it, it's something that we're going to talk about a lot, because it is a great coffee. Whether you enjoy coffee as espresso, Americano, or milky coffee, it works all the way through. So you can take the blend and you can serve it any way you want, because it works perfectly as it goes.
Well, you just led me very nicely, because I'm going to go over to Barry Gibbs there now. He's the customer service and barista training guy here at Green Bean. And we were talking, and Alex just alluded to all this Italian expressions.
Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Barry. I mean, you were saying to me off air, and tell the listeners, for instance, espresso, Americano, how did they come about?
Most of all the coffee terminology here now actually stems back to the Italian. Like, even espresso, most people will think it's go faster. It's actually under pressure, which was an espresso machine is. It's all about pressurized water to get the fine coffee out of that machine.
So it's not speed at all?
No. But it is in many other ways. But but even the Americano would have stemmed back from World War II, where the American soldiers went into the Italian cafes, just kind of found the coffee a little bit too strong, and so they added water to it. So the next time the Yankee soldier called back in again, the Italian cafe owner would go, Americano.
No.
Even like cappuccinos. I mean, cappuccinos are devised from the Capuchin monks, the tunics they wore. That creates the colour on the cappuccino as well. So it all comes back to pretty much Italian terminology, which I actually
away layers of mystique there. They're very different when you hear what's at the back of them, aren't they?
They are.
And when you're training staff around the place, what would be the one key thing to all the people who are home there, bearing in mind they're not baristas, okay?
No, everybody can be a barista. Yeah. I like to call them coffee makers.
What is the one key thing you'd say, right, here's the key, aside from having your Green Bean being there, what is the one key thing they need to do to make sure that it's a perfect coffee?
Okay, well, most of the coffee, like 99% of the coffees that you'd find in cafes, aside filter coffee, would come from an espresso-based. Your macchiatos, your cortanos, your lattes, Americanos, cappuccinos, mochas, you name. But it all comes from that perfect espresso extraction. That's what it's about. And if you get that right with a really good bean like Green Bean, I mean, everything else can fall into place. There are techniques and consistency and so on. But if you get that proper espresso right, I mean, everything after that is quite easy.
I've seen you at it inside on the machines here this morning. It's like a work of art. I don't think I got
there. There is a little bit of art and science attached to it. Like, every coffee would have a recipe per se, but, and that's where I love coming in. But as a barista trainer, especially with green bean clients and that, like, I'm constantly making sure the consistency is there all the time. Such a competitive market.
Oh, it is, and you're doing so well, and it's wonderful. Look, and thank you very much both to you for that wonderful insight. We have to go back to studio.
No problem, Paul, I'm going back in again,
and I hope that I might get a little trail through how it all happens. We might get a little flavour, forgive the pun, for how it all comes together, and we'll talk to you, I suppose, sometime after 12 o'clock and see how that goes. Talk to you then.